This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon, the 28th day of October. Drew Lerner joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City, traveling today. He's outside of the country in where? Calgary or where?
It's a beautiful day up here. A little nippy, but I'm going to bring that cold air down with me when I come home.
Well, if you could clear the skies out here, though we've gotten enough rain and we kind of needed it, I suppose we might need a little bit more, it would be helpful. What do you see for the next several days?
Actually, I think it's going to be a little bit of everything. We are now in a wetter weather mode, if you haven't noticed. It did rain the last couple of days. We do expect to see a little short-term break take place here, but yet another storm system is going to brew over the next couple of days out in the Great Plains, and that is going to eventually work its way into the heart of the Midwest. So probably on Friday going into Saturday, we'll run into another round of precipitation. Until that time, we will have that sunshine you're looking for and an opportunity to dry things down a little bit. Temperatures aren't going to be real warm, but will be warmer as the sun comes back out. The rain, though, Friday and Saturday, probably around another quarter to three quarters of an inch. There'll probably be some local totals of 1 to 1.5 inches. Those will be very localized, though. Most of the precipitation will be light enough to not create a flood issue in any particular location. But it will help to perpetuate the moisture increases that are taking place and hopefully give us a better wheat stand.
All right. Then turn your attention to South America. Brazil, I think, has been getting the rainfall they were hoping for.
Well, it is and it isn't. Some of the northernmost parts of the country are still in need of greater amounts of precipitation. Mato Grosso, Goiás, Tocantins, these areas are seeing some showers, most definitely, and it is encouraging that they will be able to get out and work the fields more aggressively, and we'll probably see quicker seed germination and plant emergence. But there is a need for greater volumes of rain, and there's been some recent stories out of the South American continent about the Amazon River Basin being unusually dry, and as long as it stays dry in that basin, it's going to be difficult to get normal rains to fall across Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, as well as Goiás and some of the other northern states in Brazil. So it is something that we'll be talking about more in the future, but there are going to be periodic showers. They're just going to be a little less consolidated, a little less intensive than what we are used to seeing at this time of the year.
Are they short enough that we need to be concerned?
I don't think so. As long as we do get a regular occurrence of rainfall, if they're lighter than normal showers, I think it'll still be okay. That part of Brazil often gets too much rain in a typical summer. So if we can just keep the rhythm going, I think the lighter intensity will not have a negative impact.
Drew, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good day.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You may find him again on our website at willag.org. While you're there, you can purchase your ticket for our Farm Assets Conference that's coming up on the 24th day of November, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Should be a great day in Normal, Illinois at the Marriott Hotel. Again, farmassetsconference.com, willag.org to buy your ticket. They're just $30, or you can dial in right now at 800-898-1065.